Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. India's first bullet train to be launched on August 15, 2027 between Mumbai and Ahmedabad. A Hindu businessman attacked and set on fire by miscreants in Bangladesh. 40 people killed and 115 injured in fire at Swiss ski resort during New Year Eve celebrations. Violent protests erupt across Iran over worsening economic conditions. An International Federation of Journalists says 128 journalists and media workers killed worldwide in 2025. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred paperwork relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparwar relics discovered in 1898 hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. A report.
The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together, for the first time, the Piparwar relics repatriated after more than a century from Piparwar that are preserved in the collection of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. The Piparwar relics discovered in 1898 are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Lord Buddha. The exposition will highlight India's deep and continuing civilization link with the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at Bairabi-Sairang railway line, which was connected with the National Railway Network for the first time.
The Bairabi-Sairang railway line is a strategically significant rail infrastructure project aimed at providing seamless rail connectivity to Mizoram and integrating it with the national railway network. With a total length of over 51 kilometers, the project represents a major step in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to improve connectivity in remote and hilly regions. The project was sanctioned in 2008 and the foundation stone was laid in November 2014. The project was reviewed by Prime Minister Modi in a Pragati meeting in 2016. Following the Prime Minister's guidance and intervention through the Pragati mechanism, the project was taken up for close monitoring. One of the key issues impacting project implementation was the poor condition of National Highway 154, which was crucial for the transportation of heavy machinery and construction materials. Additionally, land acquisition issues over a stretch of approximately 4 kilometers pending with the government of Mizoram posed further constraints. During the Pragati review, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways was directed to expedite the improvement of NH-154, while land acquisition matters were taken up at the appropriate level with the state government. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sajja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Bangladesh, a 50-year-old Hindu businessman was brutally attacked, stabbed and set on fire by miscreants in Damudia Upazila of Shariatpur district on Wednesday night. More from our correspondent.
The victim, Khakon Chandra Das, was returning home from his shop in a CNG auto rickshaw when he was stopped near the Tiloy area, assaulted with sharp weapons and robbed of cash before being set ablaze. Despite severe injuries, Khakon jumped into a nearby pond to save himself. Hearing his screams, locals rescued him and rushed him to Shariatpur Sadar Hospital, from where he was later referred to a hospital in Dhaka as his condition remains critical. His wife said he had recognized at least two of the attackers, prompting the brutal attempt on his life. Police have identified two suspects and said efforts are underway to arrest them. The incident has renewed concerns over recent violent attacks on members of minority community in Bangladesh. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring the top international news and updates from around the globe. Several people have been killed during overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified yesterday. The violence marks a sharp escalation of protests that began on Sunday when shopkeepers took to the streets over the government's handling of a currency crisis and rapidly rising consumer prices. The semi-official Fars news agency reported that two people were killed in Lordegan during confrontations between security forces and protesters, although earlier reports had indicated several fatalities. More from our correspondent.
Demonstrations continued on Thursday in southern Fars province, according to local sources. The unrest comes at a precarious moment for Iran's clerical leadership, as Western sanctions continue to batter an economy already grappling with nearly 40% inflation. The country is still reeling from the Israeli and U.S. airstrikes in June that targeted nuclear facilities and military command structures. Tehran has responded to the spreading protests with tightened security measures and an apparent attempt at reconciliation, with the government announcing on Thursday that authorities would hold direct talks with representatives of trade unions and merchants. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The International Federation of Journalists has said a total of 128 journalists and media workers were killed worldwide in 2025, making it one of the deadliest years of journalism. According to a report, the Federation stated the West Asia and Arab world was the most dangerous region, accounting for 74 deaths, about 58% of the global total, mainly due to conflict reporting. Palestine alone recorded 56 journalist deaths, largely linked to the war in Gaza. Other countries affected include Yemen, 13 deaths, Ukraine, 8, Sudan, 6, and India and Peru, 4 each. Pakistan, Mexico, Philippines and Peru reported 3 journalist deaths each. In Switzerland, about 40 people were killed and another 115 injured after an explosion fire ripped through the Le Constellation bar in Crans-Montana ski resort in Valais Canton on New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities, while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. The cantonal government declared a special situation to mobilize emergency resources. Valley Canton Police Commander Frederick Gisler said that work is underway to identify the victims and inform their families. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India's first bullet train to be launched on August 15, 2027 between Mumbai and Ahmedabad. A Hindu businessman attacked and set on fire by miscreants in Bangladesh. 40 people killed and 115 injured in fire at Swiss ski resort during New Year Eve celebrations. Violent protests erupt across Iran over worsening economic conditions. And International Federation of Journalists says 128 journalists and media workers killed worldwide in 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.